Day so far. Hey, with me in the studio right now, got Mr. Thornton Klein. He will be making an appearance. He's author and songwriter. He'll be at the Fauville Main Street Library, 5 p.m. They're located 1303 West 3rd Street. He'll be handing out advice on how to get published, if you want to get your book published or songs published. And talk to him right now. How you doing, Mr. Klein?
Great to be here on your show. It's an honor. I'm just got in from Nashville a little while ago, and really chilly here.
Oh yeah. You're the winner of the Maxi Literary Award for Children's Book of 2017.
Correct.
You also had 3 adult nonfiction, 2 adult fiction, and 12 children's books published.
Correct.
Got also. One. 2-time Songwriter of the Year for Love is a Reason, recorded by Engelbert Humperdinck and Gloria Gaynor. So you've been around the block a few times.
I have. I just got the 11th recording of Love is a Reason this past year with Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
A cover tune?
Yeah, cover
tune.
No cover. Yeah, they covered my tune, Love is a Reason. And also with Rebecca Holden, who is real well known. She did the song called Friends and Lovers. It's a song. Paul Anderson and Rebecca Holman.
Now, I saw on YouTube you had a song called Catch a Snowflake.
Doing great. It's on the European indie charts right now. It's at a lot of stations is number one on the playlist, which is really worldwide. So
now you're going to be at the Fauville Library this afternoon at 5 p.m. Now, what are we going to learn this afternoon?
Well, it's a free event, and I'd love to meet. In fact, I might even meet some people tonight that might want to write too together, you know, co-write, author, because I do that quite a bit with new people. I always love to work with fresh new faces and people that are talented, great talent. But what I'm going to be showing is some of my books, of the 18 published books I have so far, and these are all traditional published books with advances. I've gotten advances on these books, and so I was just going to share with them how to write fresh new stories, story ideas, poems, books, and if they want to get their books in front of thousands to millions of people, I can give advice on that, how to do that, maybe some shortcuts. It's always hard work, but there are some shortcuts to the industry, and then also show them how the writing process goes for songwriting, because I've had over 150 major independent cuts out of Nashville and Los Angeles. Radio single thing. So
that sounds good. So if you're a book writer or a songwriter, you should come out to the Fauville Library this afternoon. You can pick up some free advice from Mr. Thornton Klein. Now, what is your latest book that you've written?
Well, the latest one that's coming out in end of January was called Amazing, Incredible, Shrinking Saxophone. But the one before that came out in December. That would be one of my latest, The Amazing, Incredible, Shrinking Trumpet. It's a series on center stream Hal Leonard. Hal Leonard, you know, I don't know if everybody knows that, is large
number one
company in the world, actually. It's in 60 countries, as well as just opened an office in China. But they're out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's all printed in the United States, made in the United States, printed. And it's they have an office in California, too, Anaheim. But that one, and then there's a book I wrote with Mary Elizabeth Jackson, which is a second book in the series. Of her series on Black Rose Writing. It's called Prulicious Look at Me. It's for toddlers. But the book, the Amazing Incredible Shrinking series books, are for ages 4 to about 8. 4 to 8.
That sounds good. Now, that is the Amazing Incredible Shrinking Trumpet. You also have one on drums.
Yes.
Violin
is the saxophone. Very first one that came out. And there's guitar, and then there's piano. And
they also have songs at the end.
Songs that I've all written, original songs, isn't it neat? So it's not just, you don't actually have to be a professional or any kind of musician at all. I mean, you could just, you don't even actually have to love music. It's just, it's a really good book with text, a great story that teaches you a valuable life lesson. Like the first book teaches you, if you don't use it, you lose it. For kids,
absolutely.
Kids and adults, which is really cool.
Absolutely.
So each one has a valuable lesson, and it has beautiful illustrations, kind of quirky illustrations, and has songs in the back, all original songs are written. like I say, you don't have to be a musician to love the books, but if you are a musician or aspiring musician or kid or adult wants to read about it, you can. It's definitely motivational book. They're motivational books.
That would have been something good for me to have back in the 70s when I was growing up and could have had some inspiration from these books. I'm just saying my age. Yes, I am.
There we go.
Now, what type of music do you like?
I love them all. I don't want to be
sound like a country, definitely.
I know, but country, of course. Yeah, Nashville. That's where I've been writing there since 1982. I'm going to tell my age too here, but. But when I moved to Nashville in 82, I've been writing country. I had country hit as a country. I had a song called The Bottom of the Fifth, which was out on CMT and on country videos. That's my first love. But I also listen to other types of music too. I like the variety you play here, the country music too here, kicking country.
Well, it's good you say that. Right now, I'm about itching to play this brand new song from Sugarland. They haven't had a song in 6 years. I'm going to play it right now, play a few commercials, and we'll come back and finish our interview with Mr. Thornton Klein. Again, you can talk to him this afternoon, your own self, 5 p.m. at the Baldwin Library this afternoon. Here's the latest from Sugarland called Still the Same, right here on Kicking Country 92.9.
I like Sugarland.
Do a little bit of that.
That Hunter Hayes song was really good. The one you played.
Up on that.
Oh, yeah.
The one he had, it was the one
they would play y'all on the way in here.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, no, I think
that's
about,
what I'm saying. I like the.
You might want to get the next segment about Eldridge coming over.
Eldridge Bagley.
Going to be also
he's a real well-known artist. He paints a lot of southern scenes, like farmland and nature and things like that. And he's well-known all over the East Coast area.
And it just really shows the nice merge between arts and arts and music and the whole thing. You know, kind of coming in with him and something about that. That's a different.
You say he's coming to Palm?
Yeah, he'll be there.
The library. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's over in.
Give him a shout out.
Definitely. Within that. And also definitely talk about Craig and Jeannie. I know Jeannie's one of them. Who's the other one?
Phil and Jeannie?
No, the animation, the thing your son's doing, the Alex. About that.
But what was the other thing?
No, that was not. I was going to say about, I said about Eldridge, just Mary about mention about that. And then mention about the animation. I've got that. I'm going to put that up on there. So I'll be interested to see him make the connection.
So we'll do the song, commercials. I might do one more song, and that'll put us ready for the next commercials at the end of the next segment. So it'll be about 5 minutes.
So how long have you been working at the station here? Or how long have you been doing?
Got a couple people with us. I got a few people available.
No, I mean, how long have you been yourself?
I've been here coming up on 9 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
I play music and stuff, and I used to work with Larry when he put in refrigerators and air